Well, my featured guest today, Arch Crawford, combines technical analysis with the planetary alignments, astronomical anomalies, to help identify patterns in the markets. Arch has been at the helm of Crawford Perspectives for over 4 decades and was recently on Fox News again, I believe, with Neil Cavuto. Welcome back, Arch.
Delighted to be here.
Give us some of the details, if you don't mind, of your talk with Neil Cavuto.
Well, the funny thing is he was talking about the trip. He mentioned my name earlier in the day and said the late, great Arch Crawford, and two of my friends and subscribers immediately called and emailed me that Neil Cavuto just said I was dead.
As you mentioned before the show, the reports of your demise were greatly exaggerated. You know, Arch, I'm so glad to hear that you sound even better than the last time we chatted with you. I guess your wife is taking excellent care of. They have to be saints to put up with us, I believe. But nevertheless, Arch, we did want to discuss the topic du jour, and of course that's the solar eclipse. Really bizarre here. It looked like things were getting a little overcast, and then it would get sunny again, and because we had the addition of clouds to the whole solar event near the Asheville, North Carolina area, the lights went out. There was a black light effect all around the woods in this very remote provincial area.
How powerful these things are, and that has to do, that is naturally measuring the closeness of the alignments and also how near and far they are, such that if you have a new moon or full moon that's close enough for an eclipse, and then you also have it with the moon nearer the Earth, that's about as high a tidal forces you're going to get. And people don't think about it, but the tides go in and out, but the greater tide is in the air. And John Nelson and I used to talk about this, that the greatest amplitudes occur when there is actually solar flares and activity from the sun that's hyping up the solar flux. Tends to be electrons, protons, x-rays, gamma rays, and whatever physical chunks come out of the sun. This one is, I think, the tightest one in at least 100 years. And I think Armstrong was just writing that it was the most important one since like 2 days after the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And there was an earthquake somewhere near the path that toppled some. Actually, I don't remember what it was. It's in the journal, Wall Street Journal, this morning. And it's a minor, fairly minor event. I think one person was killed and some others wounded. And they were still trying to dig some people out from buildings that had collapsed. But I remember one that went over by the Middle East, the city of Bad, and killed about 36,000 of them the day of the eclipse, or the day after. It was 2 or 3 days after, or it was on the day of. That's tidal force for you. That's not mystical energy. But in this, the tidal force, if the sun is also putting out strong electromagnetically charged particles, the tidal force will bring them down closer to the Earth, and that is what makes men mad. Charged ionized particles from the sun coming very close to the Earth because of the tidal force. Mythology is very important, and the zodiac and the early astrology is very important to it, and all scientists were astrologers first up until about 300 to 400 years ago. The dynamics of planetary movement were to be able to pinpoint where the planet is to determine the meaning of what it is going to cause on the Earth. The very basis of our science. I don't know how far it's gone. I think it's been too much shut off, that the Rosetta Stone is the Chinese Book of Changes, the I Ching, which I think was written down about 3,600 years ago, and it's all dit-da-dit, positives and negatives. I also wanted to mention a little more about eclipses. An eclipse went all the way across Russia, the way ours did yesterday, in 2008, and 4 days later they attacked Georgia. Princess Di died within 24 hours of the Challenger. It looks like it's something like the exploding, and since the month before they had had terrorist activity at the Olympics, I said, watch out for terrorist activity on January the 28th. Diana, I had looked at some complex planetary alignment, which one of my books said, Tragic Love, Socially Awkward, and I put that in the newsletter exactly the way it said it. Tragic Love, Socially Awkward, the 30th of September, 30th of August, 31st of August, something like that. It was, I don't remember the date, but it was the within 24 hours of the solar eclipse.
It looks like there really is some type of tie-in here. I think we live in such an interconnected world. Are we drawing false parallels? Or is there more greater ionization due to gravitational shifts and planetary alignments could easily be behind much of the lunacy, i.e. Luna, i.e. the moon? The solar anomalies tend to coincide with much greater anxiety, aggression here on the Earth. I mean, you pointed that out for the last 10 years.
Hit a 6 this morning on the Earth magnetic field change, disturbed up to 6 out of 9. And that's the first time since, I think, May.
We've seen just some radical moves in the U.S. equities market. People calling the top here. I know many analysts who have been calling the top since it started. This bull run started in 2009. Give us an idea of what Crawford Perspectives sees here.
Well, Crawford Perspectives suggests that there's a downside continuation sometime in the next 2 months. I had said in the newsletter I expected a 4.5% to 8.5%. Decline, but that after whatever low we get in late September or October, that it will have a very strong rally up into December, and I expect the long-term top to be December or January.
Let's move on then to the precious metals. You know, been subdued for quite some time. Charts looking much better. We're starting to see what looks like cup and handles and bullish inverted head and shoulders, but tend to coincide with better prices. Any thoughts?
Well, right now we're looking at a slightly broadening pattern, but it's not enough to really call it a broadening pattern, perhaps. But we went up to like close to 1,300, and then we went down to about 1217 or so, back up to a little over 1300, and then back down to 1205 or 6 in the Dow. I'm talking about Dow. And we just came back up and hit those high, prior highs again, spiked through them 4 trading days ago, but lost in the entire game and closed on the low. Lost the entire gain and closed on the low of the day, suggesting a one-day reversal to the negative side. So I'm still cautious about it until I see a solid break above 1300 with a close or 2 closes above 1300. And then I think the sky is the limit because so many things are getting out of control in the world economic and particularly monetary.
Let's say that we do get that solid 2-day close above. We don't see key reversals, you know, signs of accumulation. It probably wouldn't last there long because so many folks would jump on that. What would be your target, assuming the yellow metal closes solidly above that 1300 resistance with some enthusiasm? Are we looking for 1400, 1500?
Well, as I said, the sky's the limit because we've been in this downtrend since the top at 1920 price level. It spiked above it very briefly and came back out a couple of months ago. And then it came back above it again, which is still above it. The 50-day moving average, the 50-week moving average has gone above the 200 moving average, but barely, and it's barely holding it. So I'd like to see that it two closes above 1300, but the resistance after that, some at about 1430, and a range of lows from the previous highs around 1500 to 1550. But I would say that's to 1420 than it's going to 50.
And then moving on to the cryptocurrencies, you know, the Bitcoin phenomenon, really quite a remarkable market. I'm sure you've probably kept at least one eye, or at least peripheral vision on this. I mean, what a neat story, even if you're not a subscriber, as I'm a complete convert on the cryptocurrencies. At first, I was probably the world's biggest skeptic. How can this be something? Well, frankly, there's a lot of intrinsic value, which I can't say for unbacked paper and coin money.
That what we've been thinking of as real money is just paper.
Do you agree that the cryptos, unfortunately for us precious metals investors, have likely shifted the focus of many millions of people away from the more traditional store of value because of the versatility, because of the uniqueness and characteristics and options and things of that nature, that there's over 100 primary altcoins, they call them now, alternatives. The biggest one is Ethereum, which is soaring as of our discussion today on news that it's going to have a hard fork, which doesn't sound terribly appealing, but all that means is that it's sort of a splitting of the underlying blockchain, and that, of course, allows for greater functionality, lower cost, ease of use. And we saw something similar with the Bitcash fork with Bitcoin. Now what I've noticed is it tends to be negatively correlated with Bitcoin. So as Bitcoin declines, Bitcash rises and vice versa. Well, we're having something similar with Ethereum. So folks are kind of scrambling to pick up the Ethereum so that they can have whatever Ether cash, Ether coin or whatever afterwards. You know, obviously people see this as an alternative financial vehicle and safe haven that at least currently is outside the jurisdiction of most nations.
I like it for that reason. On that last run-up prior to this one, it peaked out on an important full moon on top of a possible pullback further, which it got immediately for that last top.
As we wrap up, any closing thoughts or comments for our investors today?
Well, I'm still looking for, in the general market, go lower into and bottom in late September or October, and then a very, very sharp rally up into December, and a major top there in December, January, followed by a pretty bad year next year, and it may be okay in the first half, but particularly the second half, I believe we'll see major downsides. And we could get at any time, I mean, I'm concerned near-term about the raise of the debt limit under such hostile circumstances, if they're going to be able to hold hands long enough to get it done.
Yeah, the debt ceiling has certainly been a big issue in the past, but it was always navigated. And I think the point you're making here is a valid one, because with all of the political turmoil, that might just culminate with delays and perhaps even worse on the raising of the debt ceiling. Would that bring government to a screeching halt, at least temporarily? And what might be the ramifications for the current administration?
I saw a poll that's been done that was relatively low on the poll, lower than it is with me.
Arch, it's always fun hearing your thoughts. We appreciate you making time for us today. And as we wrap up, it would just be great if you could tell people more about Crawford Perspectives.
Well, Crawford Perspectives has been predicting stocks and gold and bonds and interest rates and some currency for 40 years as of last May. And we've been number one on the stock market for quite a number of years. And number one in the gold a couple of times, and the number one in the bonds for a couple of times. So we would like to hear from you in terms of subscriptions. It's $250, the same as it was in 1977. And you can find us at Crawford Perspectives online, or you can just Google Arch Crawford, and it'll be the first or second one that comes up.
The selling point here today, Arch, given the inflation since over the last 40 years, you can actually pick up Crawford Perspective today at probably 66 to 70% discount over the original price.
It could be. You know, the days of 99 and 2000 were, I think, the internal high of this market, because
But when adjusted properly for inflation, when you look at it from that perspective, I mean, we may not even have anything but nominal gains. There's no real gains here at all.
Do these things in order to protect yourself against your government and the unconstitutional organizations that they have given power to. Plenty of up there that says that we are going to shake in various different ways. So I'm sure it will cover any...
Hey, listen, you and your wife have the best day, okay?
Okay, will do. Bye-bye.